WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Child custody disputes draw otherwise civil people into battle. The Good Mother is a new movie about the subject, starring Diane Keaton, directed by Leonard Nimoy. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
I can't get used to it. I really can't get it into my head that the number one director in Hollywood is Spock. But after making the biggest box office film of 1987, Three Men and a Baby, Leonard Nimoy is being taken very seriously indeed. He'd have to be allowed to direct the movie version of The Good Mother. Sue Miller's bestseller, after all, was a kind of litmus test to thousands of thinking women all over America. The way you responded to it told you just where you were in the post-feminist world, which values you had adopted or rejected, which adjustments you were still chewing over. Although Nimoy's version is strangely lifeless and insubstantial, it has much the same effect. It's like a TV movie in that way. The issues it raises resound long after the film's images and emotions have evaporated. Diane Keaton plays Anna Dunlap, who's just divorced her conservative husband and has custody of their little daughter, Molly. Anna lives modestly, and she lives for her daughter, until she meets Leo, played by Liam Neeson. He's a sexy sculptor, and his liberating eroticism reawakens Anna. Then, one day, Anna's ex-husband, Brian, appears on her doorstep.
I came by out of a sense of fairness, Anna. I just wanted to tell you face to face. You see, I have filed papers. There's going to be a hearing. You're going to be getting a subpoena.
Brian,
I would get a lawyer if I were you.
Brian, I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Does this guy live with you?
Well, he has his own place, but he stays with us sometimes. Yes,
and you've left her alone with him.
Well, of course I have. She likes him. They have fun together, Brian.
Well, ask him about the fun, Anna.
Well, what are you suggesting, Brian? That he did something wrong with Molly?
He did, Anna.
Well, he didn't.
That'll be the argument in court.
Brian wants custody of Molly because he thinks Anna is exposing her to too much of her uninhibited new sex life with Leo. Apparently, Molly once surprised Leo coming out of the shower and asked if she could touch his penis. He consented, thinking that Anna's fearlessly open way of raising Molly dictated such a response. The movie conveniently leaves out one of the book's key details, Leo's resultant erection. Now, where you stand on whether what Leo did is right or wrong will determine a lot of your response to this movie. But that volatile central issue doesn't save The Good Mother from being a terribly lackluster piece of filmmaking. Nimoy can't manage to get any of the book's texture into the film. You never get the vital sense the book gives you that Anna, like so many American women, can't escape being a daughter in a world of fathers, forever feeling her way between the moralities she's been taught and the whispers of her conscience. Anna's relationship with Leo is carefully drawn, but Nimoy suddenly seems to back away from his subject once the custody case comes up. He doesn't capture the terrible inevitability the movie needs to move us. In the end, the judge's decision seems unlikely and whimsical, and the movie winds up putting us through emotional upheavals it can't justify. Meanwhile, though, there's Diane Keaton, an actress whose mere presence in a movie is reason enough to pop for a ticket. There are people who find her annoying, who find she brings her Annie Hall hemming and hawing to every role. But those traits are part of the timbre of her instrument, and when you watch what she does with them in a movie like The Good Mother, you can come to love them, as much as you love the growly parts of a saxophone or the whiny parts of a violin. Keaton is one of the bravest, most searching actresses we have, and you can see her fight for every grain of truth she delivers to this movie. Even when Nimoy's direction is pushing us to arm's length, Keaton's performance draws us near.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.